Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
The debate is this. Should father-in-law be allowed in the delivery room? Just got a call from Matt. He starts out by saying, I'm in crisis mode, guys. I need help.
Help me out.
Jordan, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello.
Hello.
So I'm currently pregnant as well, and it's my first child. I don't even want to be in the delivery room. So when people started asking me about being in the delivery room, I got really nervous to tell people no. But then my husband's grandmother gave me the best advice, which is whoever made the baby is who should be in the delivery room.
I like it. That's a great golden rule of baby deliveries. Whoever made the baby can be in there.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Who's in the delivery room?
I had my father, my mother, and my husband in the delivery room with me when I had my last two children. And it was very supportive. My father didn't see anything going on down there, but he was in my face being very supportive, coaching me through it, you know, calming me down.
What was your husband doing while your dad was doing what your
He was on the other side.
So they both were there. And then what was your mom doing?
My mom, she was just, you know, nobody was looking down there except the doctor. So they were all just sitting there talking to me and everything and just being supportive. And, you know, because I was freaking out. It was natural. So they were all just standing there, you know, talking me through it, telling me to calm down. And, you know, and it went very smooth with them talking to me.
You kind of went, was your dad on the list, Jen, to help you talk you down?
She said she went all natural, and that is something I always wanted to do but never had the opportunity to try because I had two C-sections and, didn't get a chance to do that. But I would imagine you need some coaches if you're doing it the way she's doing it.
Your dad?
Maybe your dad's, I don't know. Maybe they're close like that. Hey, Crystal, what do you think? Who needs to be in the delivery room?
With my firstborn, I had three sisters, my mom, my dad, and my husband.
What? Was it like bleachers?
It's a party.
No, and it was 18 years ago, so they actually let more in the delivery room then. But my dad stayed kind of in the corner up near my head, and he never once saw anything, and he was very respectable. But he had five children of his own, and he was never allowed in the delivery room. And my dad actually passed 2 years after my first child was born, and he told me that that was the best gift I could have ever given him was seeing the birth of a child being born.
How sweet is that?
To me, first off, the husband and wife need to communicate and be in agreement. So I'm a full believer that it's between husband and wife, and they should both agree on who's in the delivery room.
Okay.
But if the dad or stepdad has been a part of her life and it's really important to them, I think it can be done in a respectable way where he can still participate and it be a family thing and it everybody be in agreement with it.
Thank you so much. Hey, Christy, you got some advice for Matt?
Yeah, I would say absolutely not. I kind of have to go with grandma's rule there. You know, I have a stepdad. I have a stepmom. They've been in my life the majority of my life since I was young. But even my dad, my own father, was not in the delivery room with me. But I do agree kind of with the last caller in that if perhaps they can come to an agreement that he'll be up by her head and doing the encouraging and never shoot the video and be on that other end, then maybe there's something there. But and where the bottom line for me is this is husband and wife time. Mm-hmm. And they've created, along with God's help, they've created this beautiful blessing, and they need to come together and figure out that this is their moment. This is their family, and they need to decide this together.
The moment wouldn't be there, though, without dad.
Not in Matt's case.
Technically stepdad. So.
Yeah.
So Matt's dad should be there. Sam incoming.
Yes.
Dad in there or no in there? Not in there.
Stepdad, in-laws, everybody was in for the first child because it was the first grandchild.
Did you like that or not?
I enjoyed being there. I was a mother. It was my daughter.
Okay.
And her stepfather had been with her since she was 6 years old. Her father's active with her. He was out of state. She wanted everybody to enjoy the birth of the first grandchild. So everybody stayed at the head. It was videotaped from the head. Nobody went down to the lower area.
They served cocktails, appetizers.
We all got to share in with that. That's what they decided.
What were the party favors? What did you put?
Well,
in the...
champagne.
I think what I'm getting here is it depends how close-knit the family is. Because if you have a really tight, close-knit family, you want everybody in there. And it depends on the personality of the mom-to-be, too. To me, it seems like... For Matt's situation, he's just not comfortable with it, so that's going to make the whole room feel weird. Do you know what I'm saying? If everybody's in agreement and everybody's on the same page, like, go for it. Have a big party in the delivery room. But if the dad isn't feeling it, then you got to eliminate it because that he'll just set the whole tone of the room awkward.
I'm just imagining the whole thing set up. Like, you know, you ever been to a beach or something and there's the dude who's set up and he's using spray paint to do a moonscape? You know, and he's got the void thing and he's spraying and a crowd gathers around him to watch him. And you're like, whoa, what's he going to make? Even though there's 11 moonscapes around him. Oh, I wonder if this is going to be a moon rising above a lake. But there's like 50 people all watching it.
They're like fascinated by it.
That's what I imagine the childbirth is going to be like. All these people gather around. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
There's the head.
Whoa!
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Didn't see that coming. That's amazing.
And Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.